What is up? Good morning, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality, to your health, to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side to help clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like eczema, psoriasis, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that healing system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side. Our number is 855-660-4261. Try to get on board early. I'd like to get as many calls in as possible at 855-660-4261. If we left you on hold last week, we'll get you up first thing. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. If you have questions about the Ingevity products or if you have questions about ingredients, skincare products, whatever, 855-660-4261. Especially if you have a success story, we love hearing those. Or if you simply want to just contribute to the conversation, 855-660-4261 is our number. For you guys who want to participate in the Ingevity business, if you want to start a Ingevity business, make some money selling the products, or if you simply want to get your products at the wholesale price, or if you want to start your own business and enjoy the tax benefits associated with having a business, you can give the Bright Side Ben phone team a call at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or you can head over to brightsideben.com and take a look at our shopping cart with all the Ingevity products and click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. All right. Thanks so much for joining us on The Bright Side once again. We're going to finish up talking about vitamin K today. And there's no way I'm going to get to absolutely everything I want to say. I'll probably post the stuff I don't get to talk about. I'll post up on my blog at pharmacistben.com. If you haven't checked that out, I encourage you to take a look at pharmacistben.com. We update it regularly. We post regularly, and there's always news stories up there as well. And I'm not going to get to finish everything I want to say about vitamin K, but the stuff I don't get to say, we'll post it up at pharmacistben.com. Last program, we were talking about how you get more of this stuff, this underappreciated, the most underappreciated of all vitamins, how you get more of it into your system. Full-blown vitamin K deficiency is rare, but as is the case with all vitamins and all essential nutrients, you don't have to have a big-time deficiency to benefit from supplementation. There's a phenomenon called subclinical deficiencies, which is where you don't have a full-blown disease state because you're not getting enough vitamin K or vitamin A or vitamin D, but you're just not operating optimally. You can still get by. You're not going to have bleeding issues. You're not going to have dramatic bone issues, but you're just not going to be optimally healthy. That's why supplementation is so darn important. Remember, this stuff we're talking about, vitamin K, is non-toxic. You can take as much as you want, basically. Now, you got to keep in mind, vitamin K doesn't work alone, so you want to make sure that you're getting your other fatty nutrients with it. Vitamin K modifies or accessorizes proteins that are made by or induced by vitamins A and D. We talked earlier how vitamin K creates hooks on proteins that trap calcium. It creates hooks on proteins that are made by or induced by vitamin A and D. Vitamin E opposes, antagonizes vitamin K, so there's kind of an antagonistic relationship between vitamin K and vitamin E. Vitamin K clots the blood. Vitamin E thins the blood. There's a very important relationship between vitamin K and vitamin D as far as calcium metabolism goes. These nutrients all work together in the body. That's why you want to be on a supplement program. That's the beautiful thing about a program like the one Doc Wallach designed and the folks at Ingevity designed. It's a system. It allows you to get all these nutrients in a package form, in a system form. Vitamin K, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin K, proteins, essential fats, these things all work together. In the case of vitamin K2, vitamin K2 is found in the cholesterol complex versus K1, by the way, which is a plant vitamin. K2 is found in the cholesterol complex. We talked about that last on our last Brightside episode. If you're supplementing with vitamin K2, which is a good idea, you want to make sure you're getting all of the nutrients in these in this cholesterol complex, vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E. 20,000 IU of vitamin A is a good place to be. 400 IU of vitamin E is a good place to be. When it comes to vitamin D or vitamin D3, which is the preferred form of vitamin D, sunshine is always going to be your best source. If you live in an area that's difficult to get out in the sun or you don't have a lot of sun, it's wintertime, then maybe supplement 5,000 IU or so a day of vitamin D3. And I recommend around 5,000 or at least 1,000, anywhere from 1,000 to 5,000 micrograms of vitamin K2 a day. Last program, we distinguished between vitamin K1 and vitamin K2, the two main forms of vitamin K. There's also vitamin K3, but that's more along the lines of a drug, and it can be toxic. Unlike K1 and K2, which are entirely non-toxic, vitamin K3 has some toxicity. It's not even available for human use. K3 is the kind of vitamin K that researchers will use, and it's also the kind that vitamin K that's given to livestock to keep their bones from breaking, which is one of the unfortunate things that happens to factory-farmed animals who don't get exercise and don't get to naturally build strong bones. Vitamin K3 will be given to livestock. Vitamin K3 is the one form of vitamin K that has some toxicity associated with it. It's a pharmaceutical version. You're not going to see it anyway. I'm just mentioning that in case you happen to read about it, vitamin K3. Most vitamin K supplements are going to be, all vitamin K supplements are going to be K1 or K2. K2, in my opinion, is the superior form of vitamin K. It's the kind you want to look for if you're going to be supplementing. K2 is more expensive than K1, but it's also a lot more potent. It can be up to 10 times as potent as vitamin K1. If you are, if you're getting vitamin K1, say you're eating a lot of vegetables or you're a vegetarian, or even if you're supplementing with K1, you can convert a small amount of vitamin K1 to vitamin K2. But because K2 is so much more potent than K1, it's so much better at improving calcification and calcium metabolism in general, you really want to be making sure that you're getting your vitamin K in the K2 form, either from foods or from supplements. We'll talk about foods here in a minute. In many ways, vitamin K1, which tends to stay in the liver, it's a clotting vitamin. In many ways, vitamin K1 is actually a different vitamin from vitamin K2. Similar structure, almost exactly the same structure, but in the body, vitamin K1 stays in the liver. Vitamin K2 travels around in the body. Vitamin K1 is involved with clotting, and vitamin K2 has a much better, provides much better anti-calcification benefits and pro-calcification benefits for building bone. In fact, one of the most important benefits of vitamin K2 over K1 is this whole anti-calcification property that we've been talking about for the last few days. I'm not going to I don't want to get into it. Check the archives out. It's a very important subject, but we've been talking about it for so long. I just want to get to a couple of points about vitamin K and maybe a couple of things. Actually, a couple of things about calcification, and then we'll talk about how you can get vitamin K2. Calcification is actually a type of bone formation. So you can just imagine, when we talk about the blood vessels calcifying, we're talking about actually having bone formation in your blood vessels. Obviously, that's not a good thing. Blood vessels have to be elastic. They have to be flexible. If you have bone in there, can you imagine? Obviously, you're going to have some cardiovascular health issues. What's even worse is under conditions of K2 deficiency, not only do you form bone or you calcify in the wrong places, you don't get calcification in the right places. Bone calcification, this is where you really want calcium, bone and teeth become more porous under conditions of vitamin K2 deficiencies. And this occurs, by the way, folks, no matter how much calcium you're taking. So you can sit there and supplement with your calcium all day long. In fact, taking calcium supplements without vitamin K can actually make calcification worse. And this is why you'll hear periodically mainstream media reports talking about how calcium can actually be a problem. Calcium supplementation can be a problem for cardiovascular health. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Got more to say when we come back from our break. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product.
They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
Answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us, friends. Our number is 855-660-4261. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, or the longevity products, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, or if you have a success story to share, 855-660-4261 is our number. We'll take your calls in our next segment. For you guys who want to start a longevity business, click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. And for a one-time $10 fee, you can start yourself a longevity business. You can also call the Brightside Bend phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. And I encourage you all to check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. We update it regularly. Got news stories up there. And we also have a newsletter that we will be starting, hopefully, in the next month or so, so you can sign up for that. Okay, so vitamin K2 is your heart vitamin, your anti-calcification vitamin, your pro-calcification vitamin when it comes to building bones and building teeth. This whole calcification issue is so interesting. I don't want to get too much into it, but, you know, with our national obsession with cholesterol and cholesterol lowering and keeping cholesterol out of the arteries, I think it's really important to understand that a lot of folks believe it's actually calcium that's the problem when it comes to cholesterol buildups and plaque buildups. There's a lot of research that indicates that calcium deposits in blood vessels can actually encourage the formation of cholesterol plaques, which can then encourage the formation of more calcium deposits, which can lead to more cholesterol plaques, forming this vicious circle of symptomology that can ultimately lead to blockages, heart disease, and even death, heart disease being the leading cause of death in this country and around the world. And, of course, if your doctor suspects plaques in your arteries, it's a rare physician who's going to say, well, let's check your vitamin K2 status, or let's see how your digestion's working. Maybe you got some vitamin K2 absorption issues, or maybe some calcium absorption issues. Remember, bile, the liver, the gallbladder, the pancreas, the intestine, stomach acid, all of these play a key role in the absorption of fatty vitamins, in the absorption of vitamin K, in the absorption of calcium, and a breakdown in any of these systems, or if, God forbid, they took out your gallbladder, or if you have diabetes or some kind of pancreatic issue, chances are, via this mechanism of lack of absorption of vitamin K2 and lack of absorption of calcium, you can end up with cholesterol plaques, you can end up with heart disease. And what your doctor's going to probably do, he's not going to check your absorption, he's not going to check your digestion, he's not going to ask you about bile or about digestive issues, he's going to give you a statin drug. And guess what, folks? Not only is a statin drug not going to do anything about the calcification, not only is a statin drug not going to help you with calcium deposits, but now you're going to have to deal with the inevitable pharmaceutical side effects and the extra load of an already compromised liver, probably. Now you're going to have to deal with detoxifying a prescription drug. Even worse, statin drugs can actually cause calcification. Statin drugs can actually mess up calcium absorption and calcium utilization. In a 2008 article published in the journal Diabetes Care, researchers found that calcium buildup is associated with statin drug use. Another study, this one from published on MedPage, an observational study, war veterans with diabetes and heart disease who regularly took statin drugs had an accelerated progression of calcification. Cholesterol helps you make bile. If you're knocking out cholesterol by poisoning the cholesterol manufacturing system, you're going to have an issue with bile. You have an issue with bile, you're going to have an issue with vitamin K and calcium, and calcification is likely going to be one of the things that happens. And this is such an important point, folks. In our drug-obsessed culture, we're missing the key components of bodybuilding and good health. All right, so the important point I want to make here is K2 is your anti-calcification vitamin, and it's your pro-calcification vitamin when it comes to building bone. K1 is not the same thing. K has similar structures, but they're not the same thing. Even today, most doctors will tell you, oh, vitamin K, that's the clotting vitamin, because they only know about vitamin K1. K2 is kind of a recent phenomenon. We've only really known about K2 for maybe 30 or 40 years, and we've only really known about the importance of K2 for calcification for maybe 20 years. So how do we get this stuff in our bodies? Well, K2 is an animal fat vitamin, mostly. If you're a vegetarian and you're getting your vitamin K from green leafy vegetables, you can convert some of that K1 into K2, but you're probably not going to get a heck of a lot. You can get some K2 from algae, but with one important exception, which I'll talk about here in a second, K2 is an animal product vitamin. If you're not a vegan and you're not entirely avoiding animal foods, you can get some K2 in egg yolks and butter. Eat butter, by the way. It's awesome stuff. Everybody loves the taste of butter, and it's a great source of vitamin K2. Dairy products in general, cheeses, cottage cheese, those are okay sources. I don't say great source. Butter's not a great source, but it's an okay source. For non-vegetarians, think meats, think liver, and think animal fats, especially saturated fats. How ironic is it that saturated fats are actually good for your heart via this vitamin K2 connection? Saturated fats are good for your heart. Cholesterol is good for your heart. Watch what happens when you tell your doctor that saturated fats are good for your heart because of the vitamin K, that butter is good for your heart because of the vitamin K, that cholesterol is really good for your heart for a whole bunch of reasons. Watch what happens when you tell your doctor. You'll probably end up with an antipsychotic prescription in addition to your poison beta blocker, statin drug, calcium channel blocker, whatever. On our last Bright Side episode, we talked about Factor X and the cholesterol complex. This cholesterol complex that's found in organ meats and found in eggs and other animal foods is the densest source of all anti-aging, growth, repair, building nutrients. Factor X, what I call the cholesterol complex. I like the shock value, the way that sounds, the cholesterol complex. Whatever you want to call it, this Factor X cholesterol complex, it's a group of nutrients, including vitamin A, D, and K, and lecithin, and sulfur, and phosphorus. All of these things are prime components of anabolism, of building. They're especially important for the health of the eyes, the nervous system, the skin, the heart. And as far as vitamin K2 goes, you're going to find a lot of the vitamin K2 in the cholesterol complex, especially from grass-fed animals. That's what you want to look for, is grass-fed dairy, grass-fed meat, if you can find it. Grass-fed animals tend to have more vitamin K because they get vitamin K from the grass. In fact, grass-fed animals will actually have more vitamin K in their animal fat during the summer months than as opposed to the winter months. So that's because they're getting vitamin K from the grass, and there's more vitamin K in the grass during the summer. Vitamin K is a sunshine vitamin. That's how vitamin K's role in vegetation is to help help the vegetables and plants convert solar energy into material energy via the process called photosynthesis. So Factor X is going to be the second most important place to find vitamin K2. It's not the first. The best place to find vitamin K2 from a dietary, from a food standpoint, is in something called natto, N-A-T-T-O. Natto is awesome stuff. Tastes like crap, but it's awesome. Tastes awful, actually. But it's got lots of vitamin K2 in it. In fact, natto is one of the main industrial sources of vitamin K2. So if you're taking a vitamin K2 supplement, chances are you're getting it from natto. Natto is, you guys may have heard of something called natto kinase. You'll find natto kinase. That's an enzyme that comes from natto in the Youngevity product, the Nightly Essence Youngevity product. One of the reasons I like the Youngevity product so much is because of the natto kinase. All right, got a couple more things to say about vitamin K. We'll take your phone calls as well. We come back from our break. 855-660-4261 is our number. We'll be back after this.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy, resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear, always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at thePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at thePrepMart.com. That's thePrepMart.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. Our number is 855-660-4261. Talking about vitamin K, just a couple more things. Best source by far is the stuff called natto. Natto is it's a fermented soy product. Bacteria digest, break down soy, and they produce this this kind of slimy product. One of the ingredients in the natto is nattokinase, which is a neat enzyme. Enzymes have some really interesting properties. Enzymes have anti-clotting properties. The ultimate enzymes from Longevity, for example, have ingredients that can help with clots and inflammation. That's associated with fibers, with clotting fibers. Enzymes can help thin the blood. One of the reasons I love the Nightly Essence so much is because not only do you get the probiotics, not only do you get the multiple strains of probiotics, but you also get this nattokinase stuff, which has circulatory and anti-clotting benefits. You can also eat fresh papaya and fresh pineapple. These have enzymes in them that can help thin the blood a little bit. Papaya's got papain. Pineapple has bromelain, both of which are proteolytic or protein-dissolving enzymes. Papaya and pineapple are especially good pre-surgery, by the way, before you go into surgery, and even after surgery, help thin the blood a little bit. As far as natto goes, I'm not going to tell you the stuff is delicious. It has a really strong odor, like Limburger cheese or dirty feet or sweat socks, really bad-smelling stuff. But boy, is it ever loaded with vitamin K2 compared to cottage cheese, which is, I think cottage cheese and liver are the two next highest sources of vitamin K2.
cottage cheese and liver have on the order somewhere 50 to 60, 70 micrograms of vitamin K2 per 100 grams. Natto has over 1,000 micrograms of vitamin K2. Natto has 20 times, 10 to 20 times the vitamin K2 of the next highest food source, and natto, of course, is vegetarian friendly. So natto is a soy product, soybeans that have been worked on bacteria. It's a fermented soy product. It's slimy, it's gooey, it's got a bad smell, it's pretty disgusting, but it's great medicine. It's great vitamin K2 medicine. The goo is the bacterial enzymes breaking down the sugars and the carbs in the soybean, and the gooier and the slimier it is, the more bacterial processing it's undergone, and the better it is for you. You can actually make your own natto at home. All you need to do is get some starter and some soybeans. Just put the starter, well, you rinse your beans, you put the starter stuff on top of the beans. The beans will actually swell up, and you boil them, and then you mash them, and then you get yourself some natto. It's pretty easy as long as you have an oven to do it in. You don't even need an oven. You can actually do it just let the natto and the ferment, natto and the starter ferment sit on top of the natto, put it on your counter overnight, and you'll get yourself some natto. Keep in mind, the longer the bacteria get to work on the soybeans, the better, the more disgusting it is, but the better it is for you. Now, aside from natto and cheese, the best way to get your K2, in my opinion, is to supplement. It's easy to find. Vitamin K2 is pretty much all over. I remember in pharmacy school, they used to tell us that we didn't have to worry about vitamin K because it's made in the gut, and it turns out that may or may not be the case. Yes, it's true that gut bacteria make vitamin K2, but a lot of us have compromised gut bacteria, and on top of that, it may be that the vitamin K2 that's made by bacteria in the gut is actually excreted and not even absorbed by our body. So it's really a good idea, folks, to get yourself some vitamin K2 as a supplement. Look for something that says MK7. Remember, you got different types of vitamin K2. MK7 is the kind that you'll find in natto. It's the kind that you get in good grass-fed dairy. The other kind, other main kind of vitamin K2 is called MK4, and that one is not quite as effective, and many times MK4 is actually a synthetic product. So look for MK7 in your vitamin K2, and try to get around 1,000 to 5,000 micrograms of vitamin K2 a day. You're not going to really overdose on the stuff, so it's better to take, in my opinion anyway, it's better to take more than it is to take less. But make sure you're absorbing your fats. Make sure you're taking your fatty vitamins, your other fatty vitamins, D, E, and A, with your K2. So fat absorption, and make sure that you're taking your vitamin K2 with all the other fatty vitamins. And then the last thing I want to say about vitamin K is, for you cat lovers out there, you guys know who you are. Cats can make their own vitamin K, but if you're feeding your cat fresh fish or even canned fish, there's something in fish that can prevent cats from making vitamin K, and cats can actually go have vitamin K deficiency problems and bleeding problems if you're feeding them a lot of fresh fish or you're feeding them a lot of canned fish. Most pet foods will supplement their products. Most pet food companies will supplement their products with vitamin K, but of course then they're going to use the toxic stuff. They'll use the vitamin K3 because they're food processors, and that's how they operate. So if your cat's eating a lot of fish, probably the best thing to do is give your cat a probiotic. You can get kitty probiotics, and that's always a good thing. And of course, animal fat is always cat friendly, and animal fat can be a good source of vitamin K as well. All right, that's going to wind up our vitamin K conversation. Check out my blog here in the next couple of days, and I'll have a few more things to say about vitamin K. And then we will continue talking about bone-building nutrition, taking our next subject, which is going to be very interesting because, it's going to, like all the other nutrients, it's got a lot more benefits than just bone-building. But this is going to be a subject that I think you're going to be interested in because I get so many questions about protein. By the way, there was just an article. Where did I read this? This is just an article. This is published on Medscape.com. Statins linked to cataracts. Again, cataracts are associated with cholesterol. Cataract formation is associated with anti-cholesterol drugs. Yet another reason why you don't want to be messing around with statin drugs. If your doctor tells you you've got cholesterol plaques, there's much better alternatives. Number one, control your insulin and control your sugar. And number two, prevent calcification by using vitamin K2. This is an article, by the way, that was This was a study, I should say, that was done on 45,000 subjects in a military healthcare system. It was published in JAMA Ophthalmology, and it showed, at least suggested, that statin uses were associated with increased risk of cataracts. Okay, our number, 855-660-4261. We do have a couple lines open for you. Let's go to Michigan and welcome Jessica to the Bright Side. What's up, Jessica?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, and I listen to you every day.
Awesome.
Oh, I love your program.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that. How can we help you today?
Okay, I have two friends that I think are in need of some of your advice.
Okay.
The first one, her mom had sarcoidosis and died when she was two. So this girl, you know, was kind of predisposed to this lung weakness. And so she developed it. And
Jessica, I'm sorry, you said the mom had sarcoidosis?
Yes, and then the girl did.
Okay.
So the daughter developed it, and fortunately, unlike her mother, she did not listen to the doctor. She actually listened to herbalists and some naturopaths.
Okay.
So she is still alive. However,
okay.
When she first contracted or developed it or whatever, and went to a regular doctor, they put her on very high doses of prednisone.
Oh, my gosh. For the sarcoidosis? Hang on. They put her on the prednisone for the sarcoidosis?
Yes, they did.
Okay. And you want some help with that?
Julia. Pardon me?
You want some help with that?
No. Well, hold on.
Okay.
And now here we are 20 years later. Like I say, she at least still lives. But now her vision is gone because of the prednisone.
Hey, Jessica, I need you to... we got to take a break. I need you to hold, but I'm having a hard time hearing you, so I don't know if I'm on speaker with you or not, but can you speak up or maybe take us off speaker so I can hear you a little bit better? We'll finish up when we come back. I'm Pharmacist Ben. If you're on hold, hang tight. We'll try to get to all our calls today. 855-660-4261 is our number. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from the Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. Jessica in Michigan. Are you there, ma'am?
I am.
Hello. So you had a friend. Mom had sarcoidosis. Kid had sarcoidosis. They put her on prednisone, nasty, nasty anti-immune system drug. Prednisone is a steroid drug, suppresses your body's ability to fight diseases, knocks out, it does knock out inflammation, but it knocks out your immune system to knock out inflammation. Not a good idea. So you said this gal was on high doses, and now she's dealing with what?
Blindness.
Oh, my goodness. How old is she?
51. She'll be
okay. 50. So here's the deal. I'm not sure what's causing the blindness, but I can tell you prednisone, by its anti-growth and anti-repair and anti-immune properties, can do all kinds of damage in the body, and blindness is not unheard of. Her body's breaking down. So here's the deal. First of all, let's talk about sarcoidosis real quickly. Sarcoidosis is a manifestation of an alerted immune system. That's why they give you anti-immune system drugs to supposedly knock out the symptoms. Sarcoidosis is an inflammatory disease. I've said this so many times before. For you guys out there who haven't heard this, there's supposedly 12,000 different diseases, but they're all the same thing. They're all a hyperactive immune system and an out-of-control inflammatory process. So what you need to do is you need to quiet the body down. You don't need friggin' drugs to do it. You got to figure out, why is the body's immune system so active? What is going on that's causing this inflammatory process? And almost always you'll find it is some kind of offending agent that's getting into the body through the digestive system. So that's water under the bridge for this gal. But just if anybody's unfortunately dealing with something that the doctor's giving them prednisone for, please be aware that you're more than likely dealing with some kind of chronic assault, chronic offending agent that more than likely is getting in through the digestive system. I'm not going to beat a dead horse on that one. As far as blindness goes, you know, Jessica, without knowing exactly what the mechanism is, it's hard to treat it, hard to treat blindness specifically, but what you want to focus on always is building the body. You want to focus on becoming a bodybuilder. We can all be bodybuilders. You don't have to be Arnold Schwarzenegger or some kind of freakazoid to be a bodybuilder. Bodybuilding just means building tissue, building muscle, building connective tissue, building the system. So blindness or arthritis or any kind of degenerative disease, number one, patch up any leaks in the digestive system. Use glutamine powder. Use the Z-radical from Youngevity. Use digestive enzymes. Use probiotics. Eliminate problem foods. Focus on digestive health and digestive wellness. That's always the first thing to do, Jessica, okay?
Yes.
Are you using the Youngevity products?
I introduced her to the BTP, and she was really excited. She tried it, and it gave her one of those breathing
loose
attacks
stools.
Where she couldn't breathe. So
she had a reaction to it?
Yes.
Okay, so she may have some kind of allergy things going on, too. And she's on the prednisone still, right? Or no?
No.
Okay.
She's been off of it for years.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, well, she can't do the BTT. That's unfortunate because it's just such a nice source of liquid nutrients. But try to get her other sources of liquid nutrients. If she can do One World Whey protein, that's a great source of liquid nutrients, making smoothies, crack an egg in there. Use essential fatty acids. That's very important. Vitamin C is very important just as a general panacea, but it's also very important for the eyes. Vitamin E is very important for the eyes, 400 international units a day. About 5,000 milligrams of vitamin C is important, is a good dose to be at for eye, for anything really, but especially for the eyes. Vitamin A is the premier eye vitamin, 20,000 international units a day. Selenium can be helpful for the eyes, 600 micrograms a day. Use the OPC selenium. Zinc is very important for the eyes. 50 milligrams of zinc picolinate a day. All of these nutrients, by the way, the selenium and the zinc and the vitamin A, are going to require a fat absorption. So make sure she takes these things with fatty meals, and wouldn't hurt her to throw in some bile salts and lecithin and all the things that we talk about for improving fat absorption. So what you're going to be doing here, Jessica, is you're going to be focusing on general bodybuilding, not so much focusing on the eyes as much as focusing on building the entire body. If you want to try just a one-stop shop kind of supplement, of course, there's the Vision FX from Youngevity. But in addition to the Vision FX, you want to just focus on general bodybuilding kinds of strategies. Eliminating problem foods, protein, fatty vitamins, and then minerals like the zinc and the selenium. And then, of course, any fat absorption aids that can help her body absorb these minerals and fatty vitamins. Is there anything else, ma'am?
I will say that what she did do was she cut out all starches, and I like to think that I was helpful in that, but nonetheless, she did. And she went from over 300 pounds to 135.
Are you serious? Just by doing that?
Yeah.
She this also poor gal,
cut
man.
Out the starches and the grains and such.
She lost 170 pounds?
Yes, sir. She did.
You know what? I said that poor gal because I was thinking she should have met you 20 years ago.
Well,
too bad.
She met me that long ago. She didn't listen to me.
Yeah, she didn't listen to you. That's funny.
Now, my other friend has uterine cancer.
Okay.
Now I was trying to help her too. She won't listen, but now she's at stage 4 uterine cancer.
Well,
she's taking the chemo, and she said that they told her last week that now she has an additional. They're calling it cancer. It's already. I don't know if they've even done a biopsy on it.
Jessica, what are you going to do? Jessica, hang on. What are you going to do, gal? She didn't listen to you. Now she's at stage 4. She's on the chemo. She's got more cancer. You know, people, this is craziness. I know we get so desperate when something like this happens, but your doctor cannot help you with these kinds of degenerative diseases. Chemotherapy doesn't help you. You know, even if it does kill the cancer, supposedly, if you haven't changed the environment that the cancer arises in, it's coming back. Cancer is an opportunistic disease state that lives in a diseased body, period. If you have cancer, what you need to do is you need to clean up the environment that the cancer is living in. Cancer is not a drug issue. Now, if you're at stage 4 and you got no other choices, I'm not talking about that. But your job is, as soon as you hear that you have some kind of cancer, something's growing that shouldn't, you got to clean up the environment of the body. A cancer cell is a cell that has been starved or suffocated for decades. And it becomes starved and suffocated secondary to things that we are doing. Cancer is a lifestyle issue. Jessica, this is such an important subject. I think I'll talk about it on our next show. Can you hang on to your question?
I can hang on.
It's a very important question, and I don't want to give it. I want to give it the appropriate attention. So, thanks so much for your kind words, Jessica. Appreciate your call as well. Let's see, we got one more in here. Nancy in Texas, what's up?
Hi.
Is this my friend Nancy? Are you the gal I've been talking to?
Yes. I was telling you that I was fasting and I didn't want to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's me. I'm wondering what kind of lecithin to take because I looked at Swanson products and they have about 39 different types of lecithin.
Yeah. Well, look for the soy lecithin. Or okay. I'm sorry. Look for the GMO, non-GMO lecithin. Most of it comes from soy. If you don't want the soy, there's alternatives. There's sunflower lecithin. Everything, all plant materials make lecithin. So you can get rice lecithin. You can get sunflower lecithin. But look for non-GMO soy lecithin granules. It'll cost you about $30 for a pound. And if you do a teaspoon of it a day or a couple of teaspoons a day, a pound will last you a little over a month. So it's about $30 a month or so. It's well worth it. And I haven't talked about lecithin for the brain, but lecithin is very, very important for the nervous system and the brain. If you have memory problems, dementia problems, any kind of brain health issues, lecithin can be very helpful, in addition to, of course, being a wonderful, wonderful way to help you absorb fats. So look for lecithin granules. Mix it up with your smoothies. You can also blend it with some water if you want. It goes with oil, though, so maybe mix a little bit of oil in there, too. Oil, water, and lecithin, and you can drink it down. But I put it in my smoothies. It emulsifies the smoothies. It makes them nice and creamy. And by the way, eggs are also a good source of lecithin. So if you're eating raw eggs, you'll get some lecithin, too. But use the lecithin granules. Non-GMO soy is probably your best bet.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Nancy. Appreciate it. All right, I think that'll do it for today. If we left you on hold, I apologize for that. Give us a call back on our next Brightside episode. We'll continue talking about bone building, bodybuilding. We'll talk about our next subject, if you will, and that'll be protein. There's so much to talk about with protein, and there's so much misunderstandings when it comes to protein. I will tell you this, protein is a very, very important satiety-inducing food. It's a great way to lose weight. It's a great way to wean. In fact, it is the way to wean yourself off of sugars and to wean yourself off of carbohydrates is to up your protein. Look for whey protein, and I personally like the One World Whey product. And then we'll also, I think we'll talk a little bit about cancer. That's such a relevant and important subject, and again, a very misunderstood subject the way a lot of stuff is when it comes to the world of health and the world of nutrition. Bottom line here, folks, is the human body is a healing system. It is designed to heal without drugs, without doctors, without insurance companies, with only the divine force, using good nutrition, using good nutritional supplementation, exercise, rest, breathing correctly. These are all things that we can do ourselves because this is just how the body works. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome day. Bye for now.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.